Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly shootings kill four U.S. Marines stateside. The shootings occurred at two military facilities in the southern state of Tennessee. Authorities say the gunman opened fire at a military recruiting center, at a shopping mall in Chattanooga, and later at the Navy Operational Support Center and Marine Corps Reserve Center, about 11 kilometers away. Officials say the gunman was also killed in the incident. Several other people were wounded, including a police officer. Law enforcement sources say the shooter is identified as 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz. An FBI source tells VOA that he was Kuwaiti and a naturalized U.S. citizen. Jurors in the western U.S. state of Colorado have found James Holmes guilty of murder in the attack on a suburban Denver movie theater 3 years ago. They killed 12 people and left 70 wounded. Holmes could face the death penalty for opening fire inside a midnight premiere of a Batman movie. Top American and British diplomats appear to be making little headway in easing Saudi and Israeli fears about the historic international agreement aimed at keeping Iran from building a nuclear weapon. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Kerry met with his counterpart, Saudi Foreign Minister Abdul al-Jabir, whose government is alarmed about the deal with regional rival Iran.
We all look forward to an agreement that prevents Iran from acquiring nuclear capability, that has a robust and continuous inspections regime.
In Jerusalem, Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said he understands Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's concerns about the accord. Kenyan officials say a drone strike in southern Somalia killed 30 members of the al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab, including several top leaders. There's been no comment from U.S. military officials on media reports regarding a U.S. drone strike. This is VOA News. Greece won new financial lifelines from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. They have been shut for more than 2 weeks. The European Central Bank increased the cap on its emergency funding for Greek banks by $978 million. Meanwhile, Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also opened talks on a new three-year $94 billion bailout. Twin blasts rocked a market in a northeast Nigerian town of Gombe Thursday, leaving more than 30 people dead. There's been no claim of responsibility. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State says it carried out a missile strike on an Egyptian Navy vessel off North Sinai. Pictures posted online appear to show the frigate being hit by a rocket, but their authenticity could not be confirmed. Talks between North and South Korea over a wage dispute at the Kaesong Industrial Complex have ended without agreement. A five-member delegation from each side met at the complex Thursday. The meeting marked the first government-to-government talks between the two sides over the management of the complex this year. Asia's developing economies will not expand at the rate expected. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
For China, full annual growth for 2015 is now estimated at 7%, down from 7.2% previously, and is to ease further to 6.8% next year, according to the ADB. ADB economist Joe Zvelgich tells VOA that a slower Chinese economy is affecting the entire developing Asia region.
We've got an economy that is essentially making an adjustment to a different growth model, one that relies less on exports and investment, and one that is more reliant on growth and consumption.
The Chinese financial sector is also expected to contribute less to growth after the recent stock market correction. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
President Barack Obama became the first sitting president to visit a federal prison, all part of his push for fair justice system and prison reform.
We've got to be able to distinguish between dangerous individuals who need to be incapacitated and incarcerated versus young people who are in an environment in which they are adapting, but if given different opportunities, a different vision of life, could be thriving the way we are.
President Obama traveled Thursday to El Reno Prison in the Midwestern state of Oklahoma. That's where he met with both law enforcement officials and nonviolent drug offenders. He said that overly harsh sentences are responsible for doubling the U.S. prison population over the last 20 years. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.